symptoms bubbling up from his imagination. The day staff found him there in the morning, deeply asleep and covered in dust. They listened to his garbled explanation, treated him kindly, and agreed that a different career might suit his temperament. They wondered for a while about what he'd been up to, night watchmen being rather puzzling people at the best of times, but put it out of their heads, because of the find. Mr. Scattering then got a job in a pet shop in Pellicool Steps, but left after 3 days because the way the kittens stared at him gave him nightmares. The world can be very cruel to some people, but he never told anyone about the gloriously glittering lady holding a large ball over her head who smiled at him before she vanished. He did not want people to think he was strange. But perhaps it is time to talk about beds. Lectrology, the study of the bed and its associated surroundings, can be extremely useful, and tell you a great deal about the owner, even if it's only that they are a very knowing and savvy installations artist. The bed of Arch-Chancellor Ridcully of Unseen University, for example, is at the very least a bed and a half, being an 8-poster. It encompasses a small library and a bar, and artfully includes a shutaway privy of mahogany and brass throughout, to save those long, cold, nocturnal excursions with their concomitant risk of tripping over slippers, empty bottles, shoes, and all the other barriers